The photos published today are the latest addition to a growing mountain of information about the prisoner abuse scandal. And yet, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, a clear picture of who was responsible has not yet emerged.
Confusion is probably the word that best describes the story of the Iraq prison abuse scandal. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins employed that word at a hearing earlier this week as she tried to push through the morass of orders, reports, and testimony to understand why soldiers behaved as they did at the Abu Ghraib prison.
When you have all these contradictory doctrines or all these contradictory findings, it suggests to me that there was great confusion at the prison. And that confusion can set the stage for the kinds of unacceptable abuses that occurred.
That confusion was especially prevalent from the end of the three-week invasion until last August. But then the top commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, concluded he had to bring some order to the practice of detaining and questioning Iraqis, primarily because the insurgency was becoming more deadly and the military wasn't getting the intelligence it needed. So, under pressure from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Undersecretary for Intelligence Stephen Cambone, Major General Jeffrey Miller, then in charge of the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo, was sent to evaluate conditions at Abu Ghraib. His chief recommendation was that military intelligence be put in charge and that the military police who had been in charge should be used to prepare the detainees for interrogation. General Sanchez insisted in testimony this week that did not mean MPs would soften up the Iraqis, let alone abuse or torture them.
The procedures that General Miller and I had discussed, that he had recommended, were very detailed and had very clearly stated that MPs were involved in passive enabling of those operations and had no involvement in the conduct of interrogations.
That assertion runs counter to a number of allegations that have surfaced about General Miller. Among them, that he developed a highly coercive approach to interrogations at Guantanamo and recommended it be used at Abu Ghraib. Senator Jack Reed, Democrat from Rhode Island, asked General Miller about this on Wednesday.
General Miller, at Guantanamo, it's been reported that you developed a 72-point matrix for stress and duress. Lays out types of coercion, escalating levels. They include harsh or heat or cold, withholding food, hooding for days at a time, naked isolation and cold, dark cells. Is that correct?
So that is categorically incorrect.
General Sanchez testified he took steps last September to bring interrogation techniques in line with the Geneva Conventions. As of October 12th, he ordered that interrogators had to seek his explicit permission to use unorthodox methods. No such requests came to him after last October, he has testified. Nevertheless, after all the precautions that General Sanchez says he put into practice, the abuses pictured in the photos that have circulated around the world still occurred on November 8th, and according to Red Cross investigators, on numerous other dates. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wondered why. He put the question to General Miller and to Colonel Mark Warren, General Sanchez's chief legal officer.
People didn't misunderstand what you said. They just totally ignored it.
Sir, in my opinion, that is exactly correct.
Now, here's my problem. When it comes time to assess who ignored it, I'm just not convinced that it's six or seven MPs doing this by themselves, because we know in the photos, Colonel Warren, that there are people who are not MPs. We know that military intelligence analysts and maybe interrogators are present at abuse situations.
That's correct, sir.
This remains the largely unexplored area of the scandal. How did military intelligence officers behave at Abu Ghraib, especially after they were put in charge of the prison? What about the CIA interrogators there? And then there's the question of how actions higher up affected those at Abu Ghraib. In a memo written in January 2002, President Bush's chief counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, advises the president to exclude detainees in Afghanistan from the protections of the Geneva Conventions. Gonzalez called them quaint and obsolete. Senator Christopher Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, expressed concern about this memo.
This is unsettling. This wasn't a memo from some freshman law student who may have an ideological point of view. This is the counsel to the President of the United States in the White House. It raises concerns on the part of many of us here that, in fact, prior to actually the commencement of hostilities in Iraq, that there was this preparation and notion that we were going to sort of walk away from the rule of law.
It appears the abusive methods permitted in Afghanistan and Guantanamo filtered into Iraq, perhaps by direct order, more likely in an informal and less accountable way. That appears to have undermined the military's efforts to keep the interrogations lawful, and in turn led to the criminal abuses. Mike Schuster, NPR News.